We'll be right back. Stereo.
Need to break the wall down, it's both times like it's been.
Fuck, man.
Sorry.
What the?
Sorry.
Fuck, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God! You almost killed me.
Do you not hear me yelling your name?
Ah. Oh, holy crap. I'm so sorry.
Don't do that.
Oh, well, fucking, I'm yelling your name.
Look what I got. Look what I got. Come here.
You got those car keys? Give me those car keys.
Thank you.
Yo, no, no. Back up. Easy, Vince. Easy. All the way to the fucking bar. All the way to the bar. That's right. Keep going. Have a seat in that fucking chair right there. Sit down.
You didn't need to do that.
He said, yeah, I know.
Whatever you heard, I didn't have any choice.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, you,
an asshole.
My brother tell you I was here?
Do you know why it was him your mother called that night to clean up your mess? He says, did you know that we were close?
Hey, man, if he's gonna tell me that he fucked my mom, can you tell him to skip that? That can't be my last thing.
As you were always funny. Never take anything seriously. Neither did Junior. The two have a lot in common. He says, do you know what I did with your father? Brought him here, and I tossed him down those back stairs. Just another drunk taking a tumble.
Can I have one last drink? Can you ask him if I can have one last drink? Can I have one last drink? One last drink and one line? Can I have one pop, one bump? I just go out my way, you know, and then I won't fight it. Please?
I'm gonna go after Jake.
fuck else could I call you? You sold me out, right?
I'm gonna kill Jen.
What do you mean, kill Jen? You were supposed to get her out of town. Yeah. She's still here?
I told her to go. She wouldn't leave.
Jesus, thanks for fucking nothing. Unbelievable. Just cost you this car. Pull over.
Her car. What do you want?
The fucking car. I want you to do the one goddamn thing I asked you to do.
They had a gun pointed at her head, bitch.
Says who? Pull the fucking car over. I'm taking it. What are you doing now? Trying to call the cops on me?
Fuck off.
No. I'm trying to help you.
Idiot. It's gonna be car over, right?
Fucking idiot.
Pull the fucking car over.
Fuck out of the car.
You listening?
Get out of the car.
You fucking listening to me?
To all, RadioValencia.fm, community radio at its best, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Download the Radio Valencia application, it's for free, it's easy, it's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else, online, on the streets in the future. RadioValencia.fm. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station. STATION. At RadioValencia.fm. Front of the scenes, be behind the scenes, be in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm for further information. If you have music or in a band, send it to bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands. B-A-N-D-S at RadioValencia.fm. Don't matter what genre, it's all possible. Be part of the radio station here in the Mission. RadioValencia.fm. Oh. That's how it goes. So much music, so little time. Oh, part two. No, part one. Home Alone. Music you heard, guys. Music you heard. These guys came in hard. Band Army of Lovers, song Crucified. Is what you just heard before we started talking. We also had something from Black Rabbit, the TV show, streaming show, whatever you want to call it. Jason Bateman is in it, and he deserves respect. Jude Law's in it. And they play brothers. Check it out. Also, before that, we had some Factor Chandelier with the song Lawson Graham. We also had the band called The Sliders. That's right, Sliders. New music to your eardrums. By the band The Sliders, and the song that we played was Steppin' / Tell Me About the Rabbit. Spooky. And we started off with new music from the man they call POS. And I had POS, Dwynell Roland, and Yatta all together on one track with the song UAP. Check it out, POS, new music. Straight to your eardrums. Here we go, moving along in December. December 12th, to be exact. Still making it in.
like my little nephew is like the next Home Alone, guys. You know, he got in trouble for school in school over the week. Because of what he said, you know? He asked the girl, he's like, hey, do you want to have a roast battle match? And the kid doesn't know what a roast battle is. And he goes, yeah, sure, why not? And then my nephew goes, all right, let's do it. And, you know, you got to do it in front of people. And they do it in front of people. And they get their friends, their classmates. Okay, roast battle championship match. I'll go first. My nephew says that. And he goes, all right. Yo, your mama's butt is so big, it blocks the sun. And the kid started crying. The little girl started crying. He twisted his hat. He had his little hat. He twisted it. He's like, yo, your mama's butt cheeks are so dirty. She uses pine saw. You know, and he went off, man, and he made the little girl cry, dude. He didn't mean it. I think he thought that she knows exactly what a roast battle championship match is. But not everyone does. He has an older brother. When you got an older brother, you learn stuff a lot faster. And a lot sooner, I should say. Because your older brother's already talking about it in their 2 years, 3 years ahead, whatever it is, sometimes. Sometimes, you know, your brother's four years ahead of you. Older than you. You know? So, he thought everybody knew what a roast battle championship match was. No, not everybody knows what it is. It's a little certain amount of people. I think it's getting more popular. You know? The little girl thought they were going to have a Pokemon match, you know? You have a Pokemon match, you know? Not a your mama's butt cheeks are so big match, you know? This kid's turning into Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. So it was pretty funny, though, you know. It's hard not to laugh at it. But the principal was called, guys. You know, the principal's now involved. What's going on? They really take their roast battle championship matches seriously, man. You know, maybe that's illegal now. They're going to make that illegal at school now. You know, not only can we not have peanuts in this class, we also cannot have roast battle championship matches. All right, guys? Enough. Okay, you're a cat. That's fine. Okay, you're a bear. That's fine. But no roast battle championship matches. You know, and dude, that is ahead of his time. I don't know. I didn't know about. I always, you know, our version was your mama jokes, right? I didn't learn that till junior high, I want to say. Maybe, you know, sixth grade, fifth grade, tops. You know? My nephew's in first grade already wants to do roast battle championship matches. Dude. You know? He's already sagging his pants, man. Hey, I thought the sagging period would be over. I was sagging my pants in the 92, 93. You know? And I was sagging my pants low in 94 and 5. I mean, ridiculously low. I would sag my pants all the way down to my knees. And I'd always have big shirts, long shirts, because those are the only ones that would fit me. You know? So none of that would ever show, even if I bent down, because my shirt was so low. Because I was at the Big and Tall store. Vetted that in the 90s. Casual male now. But, you know, sagging pants, man. My nephew's sagging his pants. You know. They're getting, you know, they already know how to work. He's first grade. He's in first grade. And he already can, you know, like do Windows 95. Dude. Everybody knows the in and outs, man. He's sagging his pants. He's having roast battle championship matches. You know? Next, he's going to get the teacher aid and get caught in the 7 minutes in heaven with the girl. Who knows, man? He's going to be like the life and times of Jimmy Reardon, man. Or Kevin McAllister. Home Alone 1 and 2. Oh, turn to part 2 when he starts dating that older lady who lives in the park with that feeds the doves, man. Oh, my God. These kids are getting old. But that's what happens when you got older brothers. They teach you all these things that maybe you're not supposed to know. You're not supposed to know all the everything about the roast battle championship matches. You know? Hey, it's okay. I'm happy, man. He's using his words at least. You gotta think the positives. That's one of the positives. So he might turn into like slam poetry or be a novelist, you know? Or he might be a roast battle championship performer. You never know. He's going to be the next roast battle championship contender. Or he's going to be like the Tony Hawk of roast battle championship matches. You know, he's going to change the game. I don't know. I remember you. I'm a professional on those. All those your mama jokes. Snapping. I think if you were older, the dozen, the dirty dozen or something like that. I think that's another phrase. Professional has a request. And also, professional says, you seen Demi Moore making out with some kid? Yes. I played. I don't know if I played it on the air, but you guys want to look up Demi Moore? I've seen that video in the 90s, dog. For some reason, it's coming out now. But she's like making out. The girl, she's 19, I think, there. Professional. And he's, I think the kid is 14 years old. Maybe 15. Maybe. And they're making out. And she's saying they're going out. You know? But that video's been around for a while. And you obviously, right, professional? Obviously, Demi Moore. She's on something. If not, at least drunk. But she might be on something. I think all the drug people and all the paraphernalia drug people can see, oh yeah, she's on something. Look it up. Go Demi Moore making out with teenager. You could just Google that or YouTube that. It's an old video, though, and I saw it in the 90s. I'm almost 100% sure I saw that video in the 90s, professional. You know? So it's not like a relatively new, like, uncovered. I might have even seen it in the 80s. And then, the best part. Oh, I'm sorry, not the best part. Well, I don't know. The kid's having fun. I know he's having a great time. I wish I could be 14 years old and making out with a 19-year-old. Jeez. That would have helped out a lot with my mind and my psyche. You know, I would have felt a lot better. I'd be like, all right, at least I could make out with 19-year-old girls. You know what I'm saying? That would have helped me out a lot. That confidence boost. So I don't think it's that bad unless I don't know something. You know, maybe the kid didn't want it. Maybe he, you know, I don't know what he's thinking. Maybe I messed his life up. So who knows? But I think for the most part, a 14, 15-year-old boy making out with a very beautiful woman who's 19 years old, I think it's a win for the most part when it's consensual. But this video's been around. Look it up. And a detail of that video is the Wizard of Oz song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, is playing in the background. Like in an operatic style. Somebody's actually live singing it. Right, professional? That's what glues everything together in that video. You know, I know you've seen it. I know Roommate has it on... what is it called? On loop. Hey, I watched it and go, man, I wish I was that kid, man. You know? They're making out. It's the 19-year-old making out with the 14, 15-year-old. And everybody's cheering them on. And the Wizard of Oz is playing, you know. Professional knows. I know he's watching that a lot, you know. But that movie's been around. Or, I'm sorry, that video... Let's see how it looks. You'll hear it.
Thank you very much.
They had this long video. There it is.
Okay, one more time.
They're making out right there. People are cheering. Out and people are like, yeah.
Okay, one more time. Somewhere over the rainbow.
That's spooky.
Why do you think everybody's come out?
Because I love them all and I hope they all love me.
Look, that's the kid. See, that's what happens when you make out with a 19-year-old. And you're 14, 15 years old. And he gives an answer. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because they love me and I love all of them. It's like, whoa. See that confidence booster? You know, put that in a bottle. Put that in the pills. Put that in a shot. Professional seen that video so many times, I know it. Professional says, today's climate, it looks creepy. He looks 8 years old and she looks like his mom's age. I don't know if he looks 8 years old. He's got the glasses. He's like 14, 15. He looks like a teenager. He doesn't look 8 years old. You gotta look at the video again. She looks 19, 20. I would have thought 22, 23. You know, yeah. That was normal back then, you know? I was just talking to somebody with... to some girl. I was talking to some girl about this, how back in the days, you know, it wasn't frowned upon to hear your friend messed around with the teacher. That's crazy. Or that you knew somebody that was going out with like some college kid. I knew in junior high some girl going out with some college kid. Yeah, he took us to McDonald's. Yeah, he bought us all food. He's got a lot of money. I'm like, dude, she's 12 years old. I'm 12. She's dating some college kid. Jesus Christ, I was shocked. I was like, damn. College kids, like 20, 21, 22. He was in like grad school. Professional says, everybody is a child molester. Now, teehee. It's crazy though, professional. It was a lot normal back in those days. I don't know if it was the pollution or the ozone layer. There was a hole in the ozone layer, and at the time, and you know, it was frying people's brains. Who knows? But I used to hear that a lot. But I still go, okay, as long as I'm pretty sure that kid's doing okay. If anything, I think the kid might be okay. That's like a 40-year-old clip, guys. So he's probably already in his 50s, still yanking his chain to it, right, professional? I think he knows. Yeah, we've been talking too much. I gotta get back to the music. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Let's get back into the music. New music from Scars on Broadway. This song is called Imposter. More music on the way. Radio Valencia.
Undercover. Hook up light, took it to an island. Undercover.